أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنا ظننا أن لن نعجز الله في الأرض ولن نعجزه هربا. وأنه لما سمعنا الهدى آمنا به فمن يؤمن بربه فلا يخاف بخسا ولا رهقا. وأنا منا المسلمون ومنا القاسطون فمن أسلم فأولئك تحروا رشدا. وأما القاسطون فكانوا لجهنم حطبا. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing relating the conversation of the jinnat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they said, وَأَنَّهُ ظَنَنَّا أَلَّن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that certainly we had known that we cannot frustrate Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the earth. Nu'jiza will refer to frustrate the plans or the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to make it totally helpless, that no matter how much of kufr, no matter how much of shirk, no matter how much of fasad and corruption a person may cause on this earth, and put all the fasad and all the corruption of all the kuffar of this world, they will never be able to frustrate the plan of Allah. They will never be able to overcome the plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or for that matter the qudrat and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what they had known. This is the kind of belief that they had. وَلَن نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبًا. Now we know that jinnat move at very high speed from one place to another, but we will never be able to frustrate Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by fleeing from one place to the other. In other words, trying to sidestep or trying to avoid the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No matter wherever we go on the earth, in the land, whether it be the mountains or the caves, whether it be the islands or wherever it may be, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-seeing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the power and all the might. And hence one cannot overcome Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One cannot frustrate or make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's plans helpless. Wa anna lamma sami'ana al-huda amanna bihi. And one very, very great quality that they had, that something that they speak about, not to become boastful or to become haughty or to become arrogant, but making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lamma sami'na al-huda, when we had heard the hidayat, as soon as we had heard the hidayat, as soon as we had heard the guidance, amanna bih, we had brought iman in it. There, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited the ayat of the Quran in the namaz, and they heard these verses. They recognized it was the verses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have revealed. They realized it is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and instantaneously they accepted the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But where is insan? If you look at the first, those that were the first listeners of the Quran, whether it was Abu Jahl or whether it was Abu Lahab, they heard it, they understood it, but they had not brought iman. If you look at us, we've brought iman, but we do not have that conviction on the Quran Kareem. But here was something that they had to speak about and to show mankind that this is our quality. فَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِرَبِّي. And whoever has brought iman in their Rabb, whoever has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْسَى, then they should never ever feel any kind of short fall insofar as the reward is concerned, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will, in our language, short change us insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us the reward. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala recompenses not only fully, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala multiplies the recompense. Allah multiplies the reward. Wala rahaqa. Rahaqa actually refers to a person that it becomes disgraced. But here, more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish us more then we are supposed to be punished. And this is the great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that for one deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it from 10 times onwards. But for one ill deed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would just punish, and that is there. Allah ta'ala does not multiply, or nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish more than a person would have committed wrong or would have deserved. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa anna minnal muslimun wa minnal qasitun. From amongst us, there were those that became submissive, and obviously, wa minnal qasitun, there were those that were unjust, there were those that oppressed. They oppressed their own selves by not bringing iman in Allah. They had wronged themselves, and obviously they had done wrong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that they had not brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But however, فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدًا. And that person who has become submissive and brought iman and became submissive and brought Islam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدًا. Then those are the people who have searched for the good way, who had searched for the guidance, and obviously they had found the guidance. They had thought about it, they had contemplated, and they had found that guidance. وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ. And with regards to those that are unjust, those who are wrong and transgressive, فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. They became fuel for the fires of Jahannam. One is to burn in the fire of Jahannam, and one is to become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. One is to do wrong, and one is to make others do wrong. We do wrong, we are responsible for that. We make others do wrong and we misguide them, we also become responsible. We also become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always guide us on the straight path, and Allah not make us amongst those that are disobedient or lead others to the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.